The Search. Starring Robert Young in The Search. And here is your host and star, Robert Young.
All of you engineers know a small but important word called tolerance, allowance for ease of operation. A machine must have tolerance. But doesn't the same word apply to everyday relationships too? Wouldn't it behoove us all to search out tolerance in ourselves and others?
To Stuart Cartwright, tolerance was a forgotten word, meaningless. But he was to hear it again, and it took him on an interesting search of his own.
Got a minute, Stuart?
Huh? Oh, sure, Phil. Sit down.
I wanted to talk to you about the Ewing account. I know you've been going over the figures.
That's right. I was just dictating a memorandum on it. Wait a second. I'll play it back for you.
I have surveyed allow only one conclusion. Therefore, I submit that we must resign the Ewing account before the cost of servicing entirely cancels out our commissions on the advertising this account places through Cartwright.
That's enough, Stu. Is that the report you intend to read to the board?
That's right.
Well, then I'm glad I caught you before you finished. This thing is going to need some talking out. I had a feeling when we started on that survey...
Facts are facts, Phil. Another year like the last one on that account, and, well, we better get out before we start losing money on them.
Well, there are more considerations to this than the money, Stu. Some of them are just as much facts as those figures you've been adding up.
Sure. Ewing's had a reorganization, and that new product of theirs didn't catch on.
Well, there hasn't been time. Give it another year, and it'll be sailing.
I tell you, Phil, we can't afford them any longer.
How long have we had that Ewing account, Stu?
Why, 15 years, thereabouts.
As long as you and I have been in business together, that's how long. Are you forgetting that Ewing helped give us our start? That he believed in us enough for that?
No. But you can't allow sentiment to interfere with good business judgment, Phil.
What have you got friends for if you can't expect a little loyalty from them when you need it? This last year, Ewing lost his son, the one he was training to take over management. It's been mighty tough for him. He'll come back.
Phil, we mustn't ignore the facts.
I'm not ignoring facts, Stu. The Ewing account is sound. They make a quality line, one I'm proud to represent.
Yes, Miss Britton? Oh, is it that late? No, I won't need you any longer. Oh, before you go, call Mrs. Cartwright and tell her I'm staying in town tonight. Working late. Yes, good night.
Working late on your memo?
I'm presenting it to the board day after tomorrow, Phil.
I hope you change your mind.
I won't change it. Don't worry.
You're leaving something out of this situation, Stu. The human equation. I'm figuring it in, and I'm going to fight you on it. I say we ought to stand by the Ewing account. Give them time. And I'm telling that to the board.
I don't see how you... Phil, two and two always add up to four.
Yes, they do. But sometimes there's more to a problem than two and two. Which is why X doesn't always equal Y. Stu, I don't get what's happened to you. The partner I used to have has gone into hiding, behind a column of figures.
Well, one of us has got to keep a clear head, don't you think? See you tomorrow, Phil. Come on, driver, let's get going.
Now, listen, mister, I'm driving a cab, not a hot rod. See that kid crossing the street in his bike? What do you want me to do, run him down? Go through a boulevard?
All right, all right.
Hey, look at that crazy sports car. Hey, it's a kid. He's driving away.
Why, that's lousy. Come on.
Hey, I saw a sports car. It's a kid. You see
what he went on? Hey. Hey, gee. This boy's hurt bad.
Why, that's Sammy.
You know the kid?
Yes, he works in my office. Mailboy. Oh, we've got to get him out of the street. Here, give me a hand. We'll take him in your cab.
No, sir. No, sir. Not me, mister. Not in any cab. He may have a broken neck or something. Might kill him if we try to move him.
Yeah, you're right. Go find a telephone. Call an ambulance. I'll stay here with him.
Yeah, okay. I'll get a phone on the drugstore.
I'll stand back, all of you. Don't crowd in like that. Sammy, can you hear me? Sammy? Please, everybody. The doctor needs room to give this boy first aid. Can I give you a hand, doctor?
Well, this boy needs more than first aid. Got bad head injuries. You used good judgment leaving him alone with Gotthard.
Well, that was the cab driver's idea. I guess I wouldn't have thought that far.
Well, it's a good thing somebody did. All right, Frank. We'll lift him on the stretcher. Easy. Take it easy.
Will he be all right?
Can't tell till we get him to the hospital. There. Undoes it. Thank you for standing by, sir.
Doctor.
Yes?
Could I, is it all right if I ride in the ambulance with him?
Sorry, it's against the rules. Well, unless you know this boy.
Yes, I do.
All right, get in.
Now what, doctor?
I have to get this boy into emergency as fast as I can. You can't come in there.
Do everything possible for him, will you? Everything. He mustn't die.
I'll do everything I can. But I can tell you right now, it doesn't look good. You wait in there. I'll let you know.
Sit down, sir. You're wearing yourself out with all that pacing.
What? Oh, I can't seem to sit down, nurse. What does the doctor say?
He says there's very little chance for the boy. I'm sorry. It's a bad concussion, I'm afraid, sir.
Can I see him?
The doctor? He'll let you know as soon as he knows, sir.
Where's the man came in with the ambulance a while ago? Hit and run accident.
I'm the man, officer.
Oh, yes, Mr.
Cartwright. Here's my card. What took so long?
You have to make a report on the scene, Mr. Cartwright. You a relative of this boy that got hurt?
No.
The way you're pacing, I thought he might be yours.
He works for me. His name is Sammy Porter.
Well, at least that's some help. Have you called his parents?
He hasn't any. In town, he lives at the Y.
I see. All right, now let's try to add a few facts.
Yes. Facts.
Did you get the license number of the car that hit him?
No, Officer, it all happened so fast.
It usually does. Did you get a look at the driver?
He was, young, I think. Not dark. Oh, I don't know.
And the car?
It was, a sport car. No top. Yellow, I think. Oh, that young hot rod, destructive, irresponsible. He ought to be prosecuted to the limit of the law.
Well, you have to find him first. And the facts you give me, Mr. Cartwright, I'm afraid they don't add up to much.
Mr. Cartwright.
What? What's that? Oh.
The doctor's looking for you.
What? Oh, yes. Where is he?
He's coming now.
Doctor, the boy, Sammy, is he going to pull through all right?
Well, we had a long, hard fight, Mr. Cartwright, isn't it?
Cartwright, yes.
I've been working over that boy for 2.5 hours steadily.
Well,
according to all known facts, those I know anyway, that youngster should have been dead an hour ago. His chances were maybe 1 in 1,000. And this goes to show, doctor doesn't always have the last word.
You mean he's going to live?
That's right. You know, Mr. Cartwright, There's one thing that always impresses me about life. It's so easy to say, here are the facts. Everything was against that boy, everything. Yet he's going to live.
I see what you mean. Not as simple and neat as 2 and 2 make 4, is it?
Not at all. I keep reminding myself in every situation where people are, there's always that human equation.
That's the second time today that's been said to me. This time I hear it better. I've been doing some hard thinking while I was waiting here. I find I'm human, too.
Well, of course you are, Mr. Cartwright. Very human and decent. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here.
I'm afraid I'd forgotten it. A lot of things happened to me these last 3 hours. They don't add up in any neat way at all. And yet, they do add up with a logic all their own. To me.
I don't think I know.
Of course you don't. The only way I can make them add up is to see that they don't make the kind of sense that, say, a column of figures would make. By the way, Doctor, is there a phone booth handy?
Well, yes, around the corner in the lobby.
Thank you. Excuse me a moment. This is Stu.
Stu, what in blazes? Don't you know it's after midnight?
I know. But I had to talk to you about the Ewing account. Phil...
You surely wouldn't call me at this hour to argue.
No. I just wanted you to know I've changed my mind.
You mean that? Well, good for you, Stu. I didn't think I could have been wrong about you all these years.
Well, I've been on the wrong track for a while, but I found out a lot of things about myself tonight. And you know, Phil, you're absolutely right. You can't add the human equation into a column of figures.
You have been listening to The Search, transcribed and directed in Hollywood by Thomas Freeburn Smith. And here again is your host, Robert Young.
The poorest people in this world are not the ones without money. They're the lonely ones who have set a goal which tolerates no deviation, no stopping along the way to help someone in trouble. Love thy neighbor as thyself. I go to my church every Sunday to be reminded not to forget. I'd like to thank Tyler McVeigh, Alan Reynolds, and Nancy English for sharing their talents with their church. And thanks to each one of you for being with us. Till we meet again, may the Lord bless us and keep us.
The Search has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.